Dave and Dejanovic.
We've got a really rapidly developing situation. It's happening down in the Panguitch Lake area. If you're wondering where Panguitch Lake is, it is an awesome fishing spot. It is also in some real dire trouble right now because of the dam that looks like it's ready to give. Newsweek is reporting, Dave, that there's a 60-foot crack in the dam. And I just spoke a little while ago to the Utah Division of Emergency Management spokesperson, Wade Matthews, good friend of the show. He was, in fact, on yesterday helping walk us through some earthquake how-tos and what not to do in an earthquake. He's heading down there to help the Garfield County Sheriff's Office with, you know, communicating what is going on. We were talking as he was driving, and I said, it seems like that dam is old. It's 140-ish years old. And from my understanding of it, there's been some additions made. And just looking at what other news organizations have been reporting, that maybe those that crack or cracks is a result of the aging dam combined with the, you know, freezing and contraction of ice. We've seen videos, thanks to KSL5 TV, been down in that area, and it does look like that is a significant crack. So I want to walk you through what we know so far about this over the next couple of minutes. I want to let you know we're going to have somebody who runs an ATV shop down there. Of course, it's very close to Bryce Canyon. Been down there numerous times. Love Panguitch. He's going to be calling the show to talk about what he knows in terms of being a resident there. They've kind of put the residents on standby to get out. So let me walk you through in just the next few minutes what we know. Because as I said, this pretty much has developed in just the last, I want to say, 48 hours. That's how quickly everybody's been put on standby to potentially get out of the town.
And as I'm looking at the pictures from the Utah Department of Natural Resources, you can see that there's still snow around. So we're, you know, in the heart of runoff season, it's starting to warm up. Lake levels are obviously, or reservoir levels are starting to come up. So they're trying to bring it down. But you can see this big crack as the water is starting to come through and pour through this dam, which is extremely dangerous.
We do know that Panguitch Lake, and it's also a reservoir, so that hence the dam. Panguitch Lake is at about, it's close to 90% full. So, which is great. It's great to hear that the reservoirs are filled.
We've been
praying for
that
until the dam breaks. So, a couple of things. I look at this as kind of like a two-lane situation. First of all, I think the Garfield County Sheriff's Office, from what my take, you know, hundreds of miles away, they've done a really good job of getting information out to the residents there. As soon as they spotted something, it may have been, they may have waited a minute or two, but they put something online right away. And it was, you know, on social media, very little information saying, hey, we might have a problem here. We're monitoring it. We've noticed some cracking. Well, about 24 hours later, they put out a really lengthy memo on social media saying that they were elevating their concerns to what they're calling a level 2 alert, that the cracking could indicate a potential for a dam failure. And then they put a map on like the evacuation area to make sure you listen for reverse 911 calls if you live in that area, to make sure you stay tuned to social media because they're going to continue to post information there. But they did put out, you know, a several paragraph release to residents in that area saying this is a level 2 emergency situation. This happened last night. There is a potential for a dam failure. No immediate threat to the public safety, but they did warn that the situation could rapidly evolve. And that's what you're seeing there as that water breaches through that pretty big crack. And of course, the temperatures overnight compared to the warming during the day is causing that ice to, you know, expand and freeze. And it's causing more troubles to that aging dam.
When they speak generally, like this is a rapidly evolving situation, this may change. I don't know what that means. Do we have a matter of minutes? Do we have a matter of hours?
I don't think they know. I think what they're doing right now, though, so the other lane of this is they've warned the public. The other lane of this is how do they mitigate the potential for a dam break?
Right.
And they've gone to work lowering those lake levels. So they can relieve, hopefully, fingers crossed, some pressure from that dam. But they have said things like, stay informed, make sure you have an evacuation plan, make sure you have your evacuation kit ready to go. And then, of course, they have also, as a precaution, in that precautionary lane, they've closed the highway. It's Route 143, for those of you who are taking notes. I've taken that route many times. Many, many times, because I love that area and I love Cedar Breaks. That's an awesome monument, great hiking there. And then also to head over to Bryce Canyon, excuse me. And I can't think of the name of the resort that's down there. But anyway, it's a beautiful summer drive. Love that area. But for right now, Highway 143 is closed as a precaution. And they have gotten into the nitty gritty on some of their information that they're giving out to residents, about 1,800 strong there. Don't know if that includes everybody in the outlying areas, but about 1,800 people, head east. They're like, make sure you head east toward Hatch. And the reason they're doing that is because they can't have people heading in the wrong direction. Also want to let you know that the National Weather Service is not taking this lightly at all. They have issued a flash flood watch for that region in the potential that dam could go. So they put that area on a flash flood watch. We're going to have them call the show in the 10 o'clock hour and give us the latest update on that.
And this is not totally unique. This is something that has happened in the past here in Utah, I think specifically of the dam that gave way after that massive flooding. How long was that? About 20 years ago down in St. George?
Maybe it was 20 years ago.
Or maybe I'm mixing my dates.
Are you thinking of 2012?
Was it 2012? Yeah. It felt like 20 years ago. But yeah, this has happened. And some of the things we're trying to figure out is, how confident are they that they're going to be able to repair or mitigate some of the damage that happens or the pressure behind this dam? It's still some general knowledge that they're sending out, like, hey, just be aware. I would like to know some specifics of how confident are you that you're going to be able to slow this thing down?
So there's a shop, an ATV rental shop that sits on Main Street in Panguitch. David Walker is the owner of American ATV Rentals. He's calling the show next. We're going to ask him what the situation feels like and looks like down in Panguitch.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
48 hours ago, I'm sure the town of Panguitch wasn't prepared with what they would have heard 24 hours ago. And that is that the potential for a dam break in that area. The dam is the Panguitch Lake Dam. The potential for that dam to go is getting very real.
Yeah, and when we say a 60-foot crack, I think it's probably important to talk about, is this a horizontal crack or is this a vertical crack in the dam? And it is a horizontal crack about 2 feet below the waterline. So that's in part why they're trying to drain a lot of this lake, is to get the water down a couple of feet.
Yeah, relieve pressure from the dam, but certainly might not relieve pressure that towns folks might be feeling. About 2,000 people live in that area, maybe more. David Walker, you own an ATV rental shop there, American ATV Rentals, right on Main Street. Can you kind of fill us in on how residents are feeling right now about this? Are you on edge, or are you feeling
sure,
like they've got it under control?
So I feel like they have it under control. If you know anything about the Panguitch Lake Dam, which I do happen to know something about, it is it's an old earthen dam, and over the years they've added onto the top of it. So what we're looking at is one of the newer additions to the dam is a concrete wall. So you got a very large pyramid-based or pyramid-shaped dam, and on the top of it you have some smaller walls that have effectively raised the height of the dam, which raises the height of the water level. So, I mean, if you really know something about it, you realize that were it to fail where the crack is currently, you wouldn't get a wall of water that was as high as buildings here in town, but you may get some inundation into the streets. So as far as preparation, you want to be prepared for things like power outages, interruption of water. But generally speaking, you know, most of the townspeople that I've spoken to don't feel like it is a dire danger where you might, in fact, face a huge wall of water coming down the mountain at you, but rather it would be, were it to fail, most likely an inundation in the parts of town, you know, that was very inconvenient and very messy, but hopefully not terribly catastrophic.
Can you give us an idea how far away the dam is from downtown where you're at?
Sure. So Highway 143 leaves Panguitch. It goes, winds through the mountains, and it follows the course of Panguitch Creek about 18 miles. So we're at about 6,600 feet here in the valley. The dam and the lake are at about 8,200 feet. So the course along the Panguitch Creek, et cetera, is about 17 miles. You know, that the creek runs between the lake and town here.
David Walker.
And of course,
go ahead.
Were it to break and were that top section to crack further and the inundation were to accelerate, obviously, you know, it would come down that creek bed and into certain parts of town, because the creek does flow right through the north end of town. And so the waters would rise there.
David Walker is the owner of American ATV Rentals on Main Street, right there in Panguitch, just telling us moments ago that it's going to be inconvenient if it breaks, but you're not worried about a wall of water coming from that reservoir if that dam does go. Have you seen the crack, David? You sound very like you're an expert.
Well, you know, my background is in analysis and research. So when I learned about it, I did some analysis. And of course, I've been to the dam numerous times. In fact, I've got a picture of it on my wall in my office as it overtops that very wall that we're talking about, because that's just part of how they release the water at times.
So when they do release that, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering how they're releasing the water right now. How do they typically do? Do they have a release valve that they open up?
Correct. That is exactly right. So it's a normal. Obviously, having a crack in the top wall of the dam is not normal, but releasing water to control the water level is standard operating procedure. They do that periodically throughout the year, depending on lake level.
David, can you give us an idea of, like, are the folks who live there, they at least have a few things packed in case they have to head out of town, or just waiting for word from the sheriff's office?
So, you know, I think that most people are probably waiting for word from the sheriff's office. I know that people are monitoring those Facebook feeds, and I know that the sheriff's office also has a emergency notification system that you can sign up for. So I believe a lot of folks have signed up for that as well, whether it's a phone call or text message or an email alert, should the alert level go from level 2 to level 3.
What about sandbagging? Is that something that you guys have mobilized into?
I have not seen any evidence of that in town, but I've been busy this morning, so I have not seen sandbag crews filling sandbags or anything like that.
How's the ATV rental business looking for the weekend? Are you a little concerned that people are going to stay away from that area? It sounds like they've closed that highway.
But yep.
what are your thoughts on in that? As far as the rentals go, David, it's your livelihood. It sounds like maybe it's your side hustle.
Sure.
But
No, it's my livelihood. You know, as far as that goes, you know, you just have to roll with it. You know, the weather controls our fate as far as other conditions like this. Perhaps, yeah, it could scare some folks off. Hopefully it does not. But it's a wait and see at this point. And again, you know, as they lower the lake level, the danger will slowly dissipate, and hopefully the top section won't crack any further or fail further and cause, you know, any kind of inundation here in town.
How close are you guys to peak runoff when it comes to? I know you're pretty high up, so I'm curious what peak runoff is typically for you guys.
Yeah, that's a good question. This time of the year, depending on the snowpack and what's going on, is, you know, the highest lake levels are being experienced now. You know, over the next 30 days, that type of thing. So typically, this is the time of the year when those spillways are open and draining level off the lake regularly.
David, you've been awesome. Thank you so much. We're going to keep your phone number handy. We're going to pass it to Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news team so he can they can dial you up as well to check on you and see how the rest of the folks in Panguitch are doing. David Walker, owner of American ATV Rentals, right there on Main Street in Panguitch, kind of giving us, I think it sounds like actually good news in what could have been a much more dire situation at this point, that the towns, the folks who live there feel like the sheriff's office, you know, has had things under control as they wait and watch to see if that Panguitch Lake Dam, that crack, gives way. But they are reducing those lake levels to reduce pressure on the dam. It sounds like a really old dam. And he explained what I was talking about earlier, which it's had some additions, as old things do in Utah. We add on, and that's where that crack seems to be happening.
Yeah, he painted a very good picture. Really, as you were describing, you've got an earthen dam largely that holds back that reservoir. But then, yeah, it's built up with some concrete. The concrete, which is about 2 feet below the waterline, is where it has cracked. And it's about 60 feet wide. Only about 10 feet of it is actively leaking from that crack right now. So their expectation is if it does go, you're not going to have the entire reservoir flood into this city. It'll just be the top 2 feet.
Okay, so what's on tap for us here? We're going to have the National Weather Service joining the show a little bit later on. They have issued a flash flood watch for that area. Obviously, that is in case that dam does give way, as David Walker told us, which certainly would probably flood the streets. So we're going to get their perspective on it. We're also awaiting a call from the Division of Emergency Management. We know their spokesperson headed down to that area today. He said there was a meeting at 9 o'clock. Wasn't quite sure when it was going to wrap up. But when he steps out of that meeting and can free up a few minutes, Wade Matthews is going to be calling the show and checking in with us and letting us know what he knows about that. So we've got lots more coverage on what is going on in Panguitch, Utah, a few hours south of Salt Lake City. It's a lovely, lovely place. That lake is amazing. Lots of people go down there to fish. Obviously, David runs an ATV shop there, a rental shop, so he stays busy with tourists as well. Not too far from Bryce Canyon, about an hour and a half outside of Zion National Park. So we are also on Panguitch Lake Dam Watch right here at KSL News Radio.
Dave and Dujanovic.
We began this 10 o'clock hour by taking you live to Panguitch and talking to the owner of American ATV Rentals. His shop is right on Main Street in Panguitch. David Walker, along with everybody else who lives in that area, keeping a close eye on what's becoming a quickly evolving situation with the Panguitch Lake Dam. And they were on standby to evacuate the town.
But generally speaking, you know, most of the townspeople that I've spoken to don't feel like it is a dire danger where you might, in fact, face a huge wall of water coming down the mountain at you. But rather, it would be, were it to fail, most likely an inundation in the parts of town, you know, that was very inconvenient and very messy. But
and when we talk about this crack, it's very important to describe the crack. it's not a vertical crack. It's not a 60-foot crack from top to bottom. It runs horizontally about 2 feet below the water line. So that's where the crack is coming from. And then there's about a 10-foot spot where the water is actually pouring through the crack.
We're going to go live with the Utah Division of Emergency Management. They are on standby right now for us in Panguitch, joining the show in just a few minutes. Want to cut over first to Sam Weber. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service out of Salt Lake City. And hi, Sam. Saw that the National Weather Service tweeted a little bit earlier that you're putting that area under a flash flood watch or warning. Explain what's going on with that.
Hey, yeah, good morning. We do have a flash flood watch out right now for that portion, basically below the dam through the city of Panguitch. And that's really just there for basically getting things in place. You know, if an emergency does happen with this dam, that the people who are downstream are aware of it, and all the emergency managers and emergency representatives for this potential event will be able to have that information distributed at a much easier clip through emergency notifications via cell phone, no weather radio, what have you. So that's really why it's in place, is because the conditions are there. We talked with Garfield County Sheriff's Office and dispatch, and they had requested the watch just basically to get an elevated messaging here on the situation.
Are we dealing with peak runoff right now?
You know, I think we're still a little bit away from peak runoff, but we are starting to get into that time of year. You know, our snow water equivalent for the statewide average has reached about its peak, and then, you know, things are going to start warming up. So I would expect things to start, runoffs to start increasing here in the next, you know, week or two.
So just to be clear, the flash flood warning watch that the National Weather Service has put out, it's not because of heavy rains coming to the area. It's specifically associated with that compromised dam at Panguitch Lake?
Yes, that's correct. The flash flood watch is out due to the level 2 emergency activation level there in Panguitch and within Garfield County, and that is coordinated with the Garfield County dispatch just to get that extra level of awareness here for the potential dam break.
You say it's level 2 out of what?
You know, that I am unsure of. All I know is that we, at their level 2 activation, is when we start to get involved here at the National Weather Service to help increase awareness of the situation.
Sam Weber, thank you for joining us, meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Let's go to Wade Matthews, who's on standby for us with the Division of Emergency Management. He's in Panguitch. We talked this morning, Wade. You said you were heading into a meeting in the 9 o'clock hour. Is there anything you can share with us regarding that situation that you learned at that meeting regarding the lake and the dam?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, things maybe aren't looking as dire as they were yesterday. And there's a great team that are working together here in Panguitch that have put together a plan to try to mitigate the risk somewhat, which includes just continuing to draw down the reservoir as they've been doing since this started. They want to start cutting away the ice. There's still ice on the dam, which is putting pressure on the dam itself, and start cutting away the ice and reducing that pressure. And then bringing in some more riprap and some rock and things that they can put against the dam and try to reinforce that and give them a platform to work on as well to continue to strengthen the dam. The people downstream are still under an evacuation notice to be prepared to evacuate should the need arise. And if that need does arise, a notice will go out over the wireless emergency alert on cell phones. And right now we are planning a town hall meeting this evening at 6 p.m. in the Panguitch High School gymnasium for all the public that are in the area to just get more information from community leaders.
You talked about riprap. I don't think a lot of people understand what the patching of a dam may look like. Can you describe some of those mitigation efforts?
Yeah, it's essentially just bringing in additional material. And it's not dirt. Dirt would just continue to wash away. So we're talking about rock. And, you know, it's larger rock that would kind of stand against the force of the water. And then on that, we can continue to reinforce it with additional material. So That's one of the plans for today.
Wade Matthews is with the Utah Division of Emergency Management. We talked earlier today. You're on your drive down to Panguitch. I know they called out for some resources there, specifically you, to come help with communications, which is so important. They got to keep the public informed about what's going on. Wade, did you get the sense that this dam crack there at Panguitch Lake Dam started to happen quite rapidly? Because I remember the first notice going out from the Garfield County Sheriff's Office a couple of days ago. And then last night, I think I was sitting at dinner at about 6 o'clock, and I saw the second notice post, and it seemed much more dire than the first. Like, they ramped it up pretty quick to a level two. So what do you know about how quickly this has developed?
Yeah, I wasn't involved initially, but it has escalated quickly. And I think really out of precaution. You know, we just want to make sure everybody's doing what needs to be done to mitigate this as much as possible. We want to make sure the public is informed and can take the right actions when needed, which would be, you know, evacuation in this case. So it's, you know, out of the necessity of caution that it's been escalated. But again, you know, we're working today to try to mitigate that and hoping for the best, but planning for the worst.
Wade, as we were talking to one of the residents that lives kind of in the path of where this flood could possibly happen, he said that it's about 17 miles away. Is there a sense, or he estimated maybe a couple of hours they would have if there was a breach, if something happened, how long would they have as far as notice to be able to evacuate?
That figure is correct. We're looking at about 2 hours if from the time that the dam breached till it reached the populated areas. And you were giving a correct description earlier, Dave, about we don't anticipate the entire dam to fail. It would just be an upper portion of the dam. But yeah, there'd be about 2 hours notice, but that's why we want people to start preparing now, still thinking about their disaster supply kits, their important documents, important items that are important, you know, irreplaceable to them, and have those things ready to go if an evacuation order was given.
Wade Matthews, thank you for joining us from the Utah Division of Emergency Management. We talked to Wade a lot about Be Ready Utah, and he's coming to us live from Panguitch.
We'll continue to monitor that situation. We've got our eyes on another breaking news story right now, thanks to KSL Sports. Checking this out at KSLSports.com, just pulled up this story. They are citing a report that the Arizona Coyotes, the NHL team that is currently playing in a very small venue down in the Tempe, Arizona area, the Coyotes will play in Utah on the version of the 2024-25 NHL schedule draft. KSL Sports posted this not too long ago at KSLSports.com. And it says that the NHL is currently drafting a 2024-25 schedule that includes two versions, and one has the Arizona Coyotes franchise playing in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is huge news. We do know that Ryan Smith, the team owner of the Utah Jazz, has been jockeying for an NHL team. The funding mechanism is rolling to get an arena built of some type in the downtown area. What do you make of this, Dave?
Well, let me just clarify. It doesn't sound like the schedule they're making, it would be for an exhibition game, which is fairly common. Teams come through and play exhibition games. Are you saying they are building a schedule as if the Arizona Coyotes had moved to Salt Lake?
For the 2024-25 NHL schedule.
Wow.
Draft. We'll break this down more during the break. Maybe we'll even ask Boyd to weigh in on this. He's a big sports fan. Boy, this has been a wild show. Hang on, folks. We still got an hour to go.